Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation.
Today's meditation is taken from April 25, 2011, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. When Jesus said, "I and my Father are one," people accused him of blasphemy. They wanted to kill him. They mocked him when he said he'll tear down the house and in 3 days raise it up again. Jesus lived the power of God the Father. He didn't just talk it or share stories. He actually lived it. He was being the power of God. It's not impossible for God's power to flow through us. Yet we treat things as if they are miracles or phenomena. Then we want to dissect what happened and argue about how it happened. When we are open to receive the power of God and allow His power to flow through us, it will, when we choose to be God's vessel of light and love. He prepares us to receive His power in many ways, through the Holy Spirit, through His Word, and through angels. God is everywhere in everything. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows how best to use our gift to fulfill our true purpose. We are blessed and anointed by God. Our physical bodies are not who we are. Our physical bodies make it possible for us to live here on this planet. It is through these physical bodies we live the power of God. When we detach ourselves from the physical body and realize our spiritual being, we can consciously become the power of God. We can develop our spiritual body, our spiritual mind, our spiritual gifts, our true essence, instead of devoting so much time and effort to our physical body. Our physical body is our vehicle, but it is not our power. We can have strong, muscular bodies, but power comes from God. Jesus demonstrated God's power in the flesh. We too can demonstrate God's power in the flesh. There is power beyond man's physical strength. There is power in God's word. Man's word cannot save your soul. Man's word cannot give you eternal life. Jesus lived God's power. And when His work was done, He was taken back to glory. There have been others here who walk the power of God. Are you willing to be one of them? I am. I thank God for His word. He gave me this verse in yesterday's meditation, which the yesterday being April 24, 2011. And on the 25th, He just gave me one verse out of the three verses that He had given me previously. So God really wants me to understand that the mystery of godliness is something that we can all live. It wasn't just for Jesus to live. Jesus came to show us how to live it. And God wants us to know that we too can live the power of Him in these physical bodies. That we don't have to be some special spiritual being to live the mystery of godliness. That we can live it as we are right now in these physical bodies. And I just thank God for showing me that all we have to do is be willing to be all that God is and to allow Him to work through us, to live through us, and put aside who we want to be and who we think we want to be, but just totally surrender to Him. And there is a song about surrendering all. And how many of us really surrender all? I mean, the song isn't just words. There are meanings to those words. And surrendering all means exactly that. You give up yourself, all that you think you are, all that you think you want, all that you want to become. Just give all that up. Just let it all go. And surrender your entire being to the Father so that He can fully come through you, so that you can be living the power of Him. And that is just so amazing to think about the deeper meaning of that, surrendering all so that we can live the mystery of godliness. And we cannot fully live the mystery of godliness when we are living as human beings, when we are living the limitations of a human. It's impossible to fully live the mystery of godliness. You can't be both. And I see it as we're here in our physical bodies so that we can be a vessel for the power of God to live through. Because if we're all walking here without physical bodies, then we can't really live the power of God through the physical body, because we won't have a physical body. So that's the mystery. The mystery is the fact that we can live the power of God in a physical human body. And I mean, I don't have the words to really explain what I'm trying to say, but I'm pretty sure you can understand what I'm saying. I mean, how powerful is it to take all the power of God and see it manifested through a human being, through a physical vessel? That's powerful, man. That is so, so powerful. And we can all do that. We can all do that. We can live that kind of life. And that's what God is showing us, that we can live that life. And He's given me this verse several times. And each time He showed me a different meaning to that verse. And I am just so thankful that God is showing me and confirming to me that I have to just surrender everything to Him. Everything. And I mean, yesterday, I mean, when I read my notes from the 24th, I teared up a couple of times because it's now really sinking in how to live this mystery. It's to just totally, totally surrender to the Father. Not in word, but to actually totally surrender all that you are to the Father so that you can become who He is. And I know it's easier said than done, because the flesh, when you live most of your life in the flesh, when you live, and what I'm trying to say is when you live most of your life as a human being and adopting the ways and standards of a human being, there is so much you have to let go of. There's so much that you have to realize is not true. And there's so much cleansing and clearing and purifying that has to go on so that you can be able to stand there naked and say, God, I surrender all. I surrender all. And I know there's more clearing that I have to do and that I think I have to do. But in reality, if I just get to a point where it's like, God, I surrender all. And it's not just in words or in a want, but it's like from deep down within my very soul that I feel surrender all. It's not just words. It's an action. And it's an action that yet I haven't been able to really do. I think I'm doing it. I'm asking to do it. I'm saying this is what I want. But because of that other part of me, that consciousness that still has clearing to do. And so I'm so happy that God is constantly giving me the same verses over and over again. Because I know there's a lot of things in my subconscious that still needs to be cleared out. That's been buried in there for years and years and years. That has to come up and be cleared. So in my heart, yes, I want to surrender all. But I have to let go of all that garbage in my subconscious. And the easiest and quickest way to let it go is to know what it is. And so as it comes up and I understand it, I can clear it and let it go. So I know that once all that stuff in my subconscious come up and it's recognized and cleared, that I'll be able to actually, physically, no doubt, let go and surrender all so that the Father can work through me. The Father cannot give all his power into a vessel that's still partly clouded. My vessel's going to have to be completely empty, so that he can feel his power up within my vessel. And I know, because of the things that are still coming up in my subconscious, that my vessel isn't completely empty to receive 100% of the Father's power. And so that is what he's working with me on, is clearing my vessel, emptying my vessel completely so I can surrender an empty vessel to him. And when that time comes, he's going to fill me with his power and his light, his love, his compassion. And then I will be that walking vessel of the Father. It's awesome. It is. I know there's more words establishing it. I mean, I keep saying awesome because I love the word awesome. But God is beyond awesome. He is beyond awesome. And I just thank you. Thank you again for listening to my transformation. And I'm just wanting you to know that God has given me these verses over and over again. And I believe that I finally get the full meaning of how to live that mystery of godliness. We have to be a complete, empty vessel so that God can fill us with him. And having a part of God is not going to have you walking the mystery of godliness in its fullest. You have to present an empty vessel to him. An empty vessel. And I am thankful that God is showing me how to empty this vessel. And he's preparing me to empty this vessel by bringing into my consciousness those things that are still buried in my subconsciousness so I can recognize them, acknowledge them, and clear them. And all of you who are listening that want to present to God an empty vessel, then ask God to deliver you from all the garbage that's in your subconsciousness, and so that he can start bringing those things up so that you can see what they are and clear them. Because if you want to live that godly life, I mean the godly life that Jesus lived and beyond, then you must present to him an empty vessel so that he can did it up with him. And he's just now showing me that I'm just now seeing this in this way. And it's, there I go, floating again. He's just showing me what it means. Wow. Oh, God is awesome. God is awesome. God is good. And this is something for me to really absorb. And so I'm going to end this. And I know my speaking have been short lately, but it's powerful. It's a lot of information in a short time. Because God, it doesn't take a lot of words. It doesn't take a lot of time. And if you need to understand this message more, then talk to the Father. Talk to the Father and ask Him to reveal to you what's in this verse for you to understand and how you can apply it to your own life. This is my transformation. This is what God is showing me during this time in my life. And for those of you who are on the same path and at this point in your life or would like to be at this point in your life, talk to the Father because He knows you better than anybody, including you. So talk to Him and ask Him how you can get to where you want to be so that you can be on your spiritual journey, on your transformation. God bless you always. And again, until next time.